Oh yes, oh yes. You need to know when ILP started in 2015, it was off-road, water problems, garbage all over. Actually, ILP, the beginners ILP, the pioneer here, we used to go once a week with bag and brooms and trash collector, and we was cleaning the road.
Welcome to another episode of Tell Us More. And thank you for joining us. Here are your co-hosts.
I'm Jonathan Diamond.
And I'm Kenan Priest.
We're pre-dental students, and we're passionate about sitting down to hear the stories that made people who they are.
This podcast started out as an idea to interview the older generation and preserve their voice and memories for their families.
We saw the wisdom that they gained from living through tough challenges, and we think that examples of grit and integrity deserve to be shared.
We also wanted to connect with dentists to learn about the decisions that guided them through their professional journey.
Hearing their experiences is bound to open up opportunities for other pre-dental students like us.
We hope you enjoy joining us as we ask them to tell us more.
Welcome to another episode on Tell Us More. We are so excited to have you listen to this episode. We are coming from all the way from the Dominican Republic. We talked with Amaryllis, who is such a sweet, sweet lady who is literally the mother of Teresa in Puerto Plata. We're very excited for you to hear as we get to dive into her life. My wife and I, Michaela, lived there in the Dominican Republic for about 4 months to 5 months, and we loved every bit of it. And we're so glad that we get to bring Amaryllis' experiences and her life into this story. Her background, she grew up and lives in the Dominican Republic. She found the need in Puerto Plata, and she has changed so many lives at this point. She helps with the international language program there, and she is full-time working for the Starfish Foundation there too, changing lives day by day and working and helping everyone to have brighter smiles each day. This picture behind me right here, Michaela and I got it in the Dominican Republic while we lived there, and we love every single bit about it because it just brings in the culture in that picture, and now we get to have it for the rest of our lives and remember the amazing time we had there. So now let's dive into Amaryllis and into this episode.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, thanks for meeting with us so that we can talk about your story and just like why you wanted to go down this route of like serving the people in Javier especially. And so what sparked your desire to want to serve as much as you do now?
Well, I am not from Puerto Plata. I come from the center of the island. And when I get here, one of the biggest thing where I was concerned was people don't know how to write and read. So nearly 36 years ago, I found that, and 33 years ago, I start to teach people who don't know how to write and read in my own way. We sit under trees in pieces of brick. We don't have places to stay. And yeah, that was something very important to me. But that make me feel closer to the people and melt in my heart and make me pray for 25 years in a row every single day for an English program. I want the children learn English and they get option and opportunity when they grow. Because the biggest concern in country like mine is when you grow, where I go, even if I am educated, how I will get a job because there is many unemployment. So with the time, somehow Lord put together Sister Luis Ovel and me and the foundation and others people, member of the foundation, Sandra Nielsen, and all the members who start Dominican Starfish. And with the time, we decide together to in charge a project what wasn't in our mind. We went to a school one day and we found the middle, the division wall of the middle of the classroom was disconnected of the ground and also in the wall and was falling down. So Sister Luis and her family and friends, they really want to make a difference in that community. And I say, well, the way to start is just fixing that school, because if that wall fell, will kill the children. So that was the first project what the foundation built. And when we was delivering the school to the community, a lady appeared with a letter asking for help to fix her house. When we finished, we went to the house, and then in between doubt and truth, Sister Louise and her family and friends, they accept the challenge to help the family. That was our second project. And since that moment up to now, we are over 200 houses in between repairing, extension, and houses from zero. The foundation now count with clothes, shoes, medicine, prostheses, walkers, crutches, wheelchair, construction, people who work in the construction. This is the way they provide of the family. And then through Dominican Starfish, Jared and Casey contact Sister Luis and Sister Sandra, who was hard to open ILP in the country. They together provide the staff what we have in the house, and ILP provide the teachers. And since 2015, we have here ILP, which is the best ever, because it don't look like the children are learning a lot because they are very mischievous, but at the same time, you can see step by step they process.
Right.
And in this group, I think you are genius, because after the pandemic, this is the first time they are all together in the house. And you see the difference in between the first day and now.
Yeah.
Even when they have crazy days, they have softy days, and you can teach. So thank you for make the base and make the difference. I'm so grateful for BILP, for being part of ILP, and I welcome those who want to come and visit us and make a difference for our children. I don't say it will be easy, but it's possible. And you will win an experience what you won't have in another way. So welcome and join us, and you will find what is the reason, why is the reason to leave your family and leave so much behind. Thank you ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I know you mentioned that you've helped build about like 100 different houses or like are building or repairing. How have you seen that affect the people's lives, and like maybe one specific memory that you've been able to like see the joy from?
Well, I have many experience. After 200 houses, we have many experience. And one in specific, I will talk about Junior and Mariangi. They are a family of parents of three children. They live in the most extreme poverty condition, close to the river. But they ask for help. And we have one house what is 48 square meters, because that was exactly the size of their land.
Wow.
So they have very, very tiny house, but they have three children. They go to the college. She is an amazing teacher. She is already in the national system. He is a teacher too. He finished a few months after her. Wow. And both of them are changing their life. Now they are paying a land with 300 square meters. And their children do speak English, and they are wise, and they are beautiful. So build a house to somebody, make a difference for the next generation. Because the biggest problem is when somebody grows so poor, they don't know the difference. So they don't push to make a difference. But if they live with dignity, clean, and in good conditions, they know the difference, and then they work to be better every day. So now we are making the platform for those who have no options, for they can have options, for they be evaluated in different level in the life, and they can progress the way they need to be and get dignity in their life.
That's so cool.
But nothing of this is possible if there isn't donors. So look like I am the magical person who make possible many things. And to be honest, it's not me at all. It is your people in America, in Canada, around the world. They are people from Finland helping us. So they are people from around the world donating selfless, who know they have a nice house, but they are family who had nothing at all and even no options. And then they make a difference for that, those family. And we are working for houses of 2-bedroom, $13,000, and 3-bedroom, $15,000. Even with the prices and the national estimate evaluated the houses, and they cost, the 15 cost 25, and the 13 cost 18. So we are doing in good shape because the workers, they work for less money. They are volunteers worker, and they make the difference. But some of them, they even don't have houses. So some of the workers, they are Haitians and Dominican, but most of the hard work staff, they are Haitians. And also through the foundation, we are providing them in the way possible to get houses. But people who come and visit, they choose their own star to be helped. So when they go home, they make fundraiser in between their friends, relatives, and also through the internet.
So along this journey, I bet you've had to sacrifice a lot. Was it worth everything that you've had to sacrifice to get to where you're at right now?
Well, I don't call I sacrifice nothing, because to be honest, it's the only thing I want to do until the day I die. There isn't any way, or any other way to be happy, because some people, they work very hard to owe a lot of money, but at the end of the day, the money don't say, how are you? The money don't say, how do you feel? You can get a mansion, and it's nice to have it, and it's beautiful, but if you are lonely inside a mansion, don't have a meaning. The only thing will give you joy, and is permanent joy, is to service others. When you are service others, you forget about your sickness, your pain, your problems. And then you think sometimes your problem is too big, and some people get anxiety. I don't think there is better therapy than help others to be cured and to be healing and to have joy and to be emotion. Even just talking with you, my heart get melted, because today we visit a few families, and one of the worst house we ever bought is actually is even worse for some, so many we failed to renew, but we bought one broke for a family because they were sleeping at the street. And we went there today, and I asked them, they have 3 children. One has open heart surgery, the other one has mental conditions, and he gets surgery from his amygdala. And I asked them, how do you feel? And she say, I feel blessed. I feel happy. I feel great. This is my first house, and it's like a treasure to me. But it's a hook, it's broke. Is nothing. But the joy in her life passed to me. The happiness on them, that passed to me. And I wish, to be honest, every person who donated a penny, they can feel this, what I feel every day. It's the pure love of Jesus Christ put it in act. It's nothing better. Nothing better.
Well, thank you for sharing that. You truly emulate loving your neighbor with all of your heart. So thank you for your example and for the example you give to this wonderful community.
It's the example they give me and the joy what they give me. We just need to create it. And we don't need to create it. The opportunity are there. We just need to move forward.
Yeah. It's definitely, from what we've been able to see, just like the changes that you've made in all the kids' life, since that's mostly who we were able to work with, were the kids. And you could just see, whenever they see you, they just brighten up because you made a big role in their lives. And, well, as you were talking about how the love is what has helped you gain the energy to continue to do what you do? How is your role carried on to your husband or like your daughter and wanting to do the same?
Yeah, love is your motivation. So how do you continue to have that motivation to keep going on each day?
Well, every morning I wake up and I just say, Holy Father, here I am. Whatever the challenge you give me, just help me to handle it and just show me where I need to go. So in my daily life, I normally don't make any plan. Because when I make plan, then everything can be a mess. Because I work as a teacher with nearly 200 students this year. After the pandemic, they are less. Normally, I have 280. But I work with nearly 200 this time. I work with a team of construction. Also, with an amazing person. Name is Jose Vasquez. He is my assistant, but I think I assist his him because he is amazing person. He is running the distribution center now. Cesarina is helping in the playground. You guys are teaching and look like I am a hero. But to be honest, you are the hero, the amazing people around me. And yes, we need a lot of love to do. Sometimes I laugh because sometimes I come and the children are so mischievous and I say, 3, 2, 1. And they look at me and I say, why are you doing this and this and this? You need to fix this, 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 this. You need to learn. We are here to learn. It's not to fight. It's not to joke. Do we are here to joke? No. Do we are here to fight? No. Do we are here to don't pay attention? No. Why we are here? We are here to learn. And then, okay, do that now or you will get in trouble with me. And I turn and they look at me like, all those beautiful faces looking at me. But then when I come out, they call me auntie. Inside of be angry because I be straight with them and put rules, they happy. And they grateful because they know it is a difference and they need to accept the challenge to learn. And yes, I love all this. All what is involved, even those moments, I love it.
A little tough love can go a long way, but you just have the right outlook on it because they know you're coming from a place of love. And I think that's why they respond the way they do to you because they admire you and they know that you're just someone to look up to. And we admire that about you as well. It's a great quality that you have.
I admire you because I am Dominica. And in this point, for me, I know everything about our people and our culture. But you don't know nothing about this. You live in different country, different language, in different condition, different position, and you leave your comfort behind to come and service with love. So I admire you. Plus, you are very young. So it's wow. Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Since you've established all these amazing things, have you been able to see that in Javier that the people as a community have become stronger?
Oh yes. You need to know when IOP started in 2015, it was off-road, water problems, garbage all over. Actually, IOP, the beginners, IOP, the pioneer here, we used to go once a week with bag and brooms and a trash collector, and we was cleaning the road, and some people, they was like, oh, you helping? I say, come and help us. We normally don't pick up the trash. Why you are doing that? Say, because we need help, we need to be clean, and if you clean in front of your house, and the next neighbor in front of your house, and the next one in front of the home, one day we will have a clean area. And it's not 100%, but compared for what it was, we are 80% in the way.
And it's the domino effect that people just, if they hop on the train, they just continue to help each other and people will learn from their example and have a desire to.
Yes, exactly. It is like that.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you would like to like share with us or any words of wisdom or anything you feel inspired to say?
Well, yes. one thing I want to invite the whole world, not just one person. Come to Christ and learn about Him. Learn about His sacrifice and the reason why He need to be sacrificed. Also, found out you are part of this universe and the cosmos, and we are not here on the hop. We are here with a purpose, and we are here to change our own realm, is to make the difference. When you make that and you found that, everything come out and show us the beauty of life. I found Christ in my life. And that don't mean religion. Even I am a member of the Church of Jesus Christ on Latter-day Saints, and I will be from now to the eternity. I invite people to be member for the church they prefer, but found Christ. If Lord judges agree to be member of the Church of Jesus Christ, try to learn about it. Don't listen what the technology say, what the people who are angry with themselves. They say, just come and find out the Holy Spirit and live through, then you will be happy.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, thanks for being able to talk with us about your story and the impact that you've been able to make just here in Javier, and you're able to continue to make that daily effort.
Yeah. You're truly inspiring to not only us, but as well as this whole group. You're a legend in the ILP program. Everyone always says, oh, you're gonna have Amaryllis and Shayla. You guys are so lucky, and we truly are lucky to have you, and so is this program, and so is this community, and your selfless love and desire to give back is truly inspirational for all of us. So thank you.
Thank you very much for making the difference. Yeah. Gracias.
Thanks.
Well, perfect. Well, thank you for answering our questions.
Thank you for making that project. I love you.
We love you.
And I love you with all what I am. Gracias.
We'll give you a hug. Give you a little hug.
Yes.
I smell a little. I'm a little sweaty.
Yes, yes.
Thanks,
Amaryllis. Gracias.
If you like this episode, please like and subscribe, and we hope to continue to make more episodes just like this on our channel.
And if you have any ideas about what kind of questions you'd like to see us ask in the next interview, please comment below.
Till next time, this is Tell Us More. Catch you later.